In the late 1950s in Memphis, Tennessee, there lived a man named Sputnik Monroe. And Sputnik Monroe was a professional wrestler. Have I lost you yet? Sputnik Monroe was a bad guy or a heel. It was his job to make you hate him so much that you would pay your hard-earned money to see the good guy come and pin him right in the middle of the ring. And he was so good at his job that he would sell out the Ellis Auditorium, thousands of people every Monday night in Memphis, and just so many people. But Sputnik Monroe would hang out down on Beale Street. He was one of the very few white people that you would see down there. And his best friends were the black blues and soul musicians that were playing in the juke joints and the honky-tonks down there on Beale Street. When his friends wanted to come and see him wrestle, they had to sit up in the balcony, because this was the era of Jim Crow in Memphis, and they had to pay the same price as the white people down below. But when Sputnik Monroe would enter the ring, you would hear cheers raining down from his friends in the balcony, which would make the white people sitting below hate him even more. But it quickly became apparent to the African-American population of Memphis that Sputnik Monroe was all right. And Sputnik Monroe realized he was selling this place out every week, and he was making the promoters a lot of money, and he realized there was power in that. So he went up to the promoters and told them, if you don't let my friends sit anywhere that they want to sit, I will stop wrestling and you will lose a lot of money. And the promoters thought about it, and they went ahead and they gave in, and it became the very first desegregated sporting event in the southern part of the United States, all from a professional wrestler. Just think of what the rest of us might be capable of. But not a lot of people know about Sputnik, so since I'm a folk singer, I wrote a song for him, and so more people might find out about him. There's a sing-along part to this. Hopefully you guys will sing along. It would be very awkward if you don't. But the words are, standing on the ground where kings stood on the right side of history. I'll sing it a couple times, then I'll ask you guys to join in, and maybe we'll sing so loud that they can hear it in Memphis. Listen to me, people, let me speak to your soul. There's more to Memphis than rock and roll, and there's more to history than what we've been told. This is the story of Sputnik Monroe. Sputnik Monroe was a barrel-chested man. He was a brawler and a grappler with an iron chin. And he stooped to chicanery if it would help him win. He's the last guy you want to offend. Thousands of people paid to see him fight at Ellis Auditorium every Monday night. And the white folks booed and the black folks cheered. He drew money everywhere he appeared. Standing on the ground where kings stood, standing on the ground where kings stood, standing on the ground where kings stood, on the right side of history. Are you guys still with me? Late at night, you see him having a drink in the blues halls and juke joints along Beale Street. It was a place where a white man would never go, but it was home to Sputnik Monroe. When his black friends tried to see him fight, they had to sit in the balcony, though they paid the same price as the whites who sat down along ringside. This was the South in 1959. Standing on the ground where kings stood, standing on the ground where kings stood, standing on the ground where kings stood, on the right side of history. Beautiful. In the pool halls in Memphis, they still talk of the night that Sputnik Monroe refused to fight, until all of the people, be they black or white, could sit together side by side. There's a basic language every promoter speaks, based on beers and hands and asses and seats. The promoters gave in and they drew record crowds, the first segregated sporting event in the South. Standing on the ground where kings stood, standing on the ground where kings stood, standing on the ground where kings stood, on the right side of history. You might have buggy whip arms or be a peach-faced puke, or a turkey neck afraid to say boo to a goose, but rest assured, even dirtbags like me can be on the right side of history. Sing with me.
Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. On the right side of history. Let me hear you. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood. On the right side of history.
One more.
Standing on the ground where King stood. Standing on the ground where King stood.
Standing on the ground where King stood. On the right side of history. On the right side of history. In Memphis, Tennessee. Listen to me, people, let me speak to your soul. There's more to Memphis than rock and roll, and there's more to history than what we've been told. This is the story of Sputnik Monroe.